Welcome to the Triple M Club podcast.
Welcome to the Triple M Club podcast. My name is Sean Craig Murphy. I'm the host of the show. You could obviously tell by the quality of the production of that opener. That's the reason why I'm the host of the show.
Budget.
Hey, this podcast is going to be very different to any other podcast you've heard before. Yeah, not necessarily different, good different, okay? The reason we're doing this podcast is we want to give you, the Triple M Club member, or, you know, maybe you're just riding on their coattails at the moment, something different from what you hear on the radio. I want to take you behind the scenes. We want to smash down that fourth wall. I think that's what they call it in showbiz. If you don't know what fourth wall is, Google it. All right, we're going to do that by having a chat to Vinnie Shannon. He's our music director here at Triple M. He's going to tell you how your input and your surveys that you do for the Triple M Club help shape the sound of the radio station. And we're going to be brutal as well. We're going to tell you about songs that we are cutting adrift, boning from the playlist and why we're boning them and, you know, the songs that we're adding and all that sort of stuff. Lee Galliford is our promotions director here at Triple M. He's really young. He's a young gun. I think he's about 8 or 9 years old. No, he's not. He's 14, 15. Look, he may be young, but what he lacks in age, he makes up for in hair gel. Really good bloke. Very, very uncomfortable about getting in front of a microphone. So we'll be taking full advantage of that when we have a chat to Lee a little bit later in this podcast and find out about some of the great prizes that you can win by being a member of the Triple M Club. Maybe some inside tips on how you can win them. And Alex Flack. Flack is our operations manager and the EP, the executive producer of The Rush Hour. So, you know, he's always rubbing shoulders and other bodily parts with, you know, celebrities. So we'll hopefully get some really good gear from Alex about what it's like to work with Jars and Louis. And, you know, maybe possibly we'll trick him into saying stuff that he, you know, he's going to regret down the track. Anyway, thanks for being a member of the Triple M Club and enjoy the podcast. And if you've got some feedback, you know, probably best keep it to yourself, okay?
Let's put my phone on solid, it won't ring, but just in case.
Vinny Shannon is the music director here at Triple M. Now, Vinny, welcome, by the way. Hello.
Oh, I should bow. It's a pleasure to be here with Sean Craig Murphy.
Oh, thanks, mate. You know you don't have to say the whole name, though, don't you?
Well, you didn't say it for the first time. You didn't open up saying who you were, so I thought I'd better clarify that.
Oh, believe me, up to now, Vinny, my name's been said about 30 times, so you're fine, you're fine, mate. Hey, a lot of people think, not Triple M Club members, because they are sophisticated, but a lot of people think that announcers play their favourite songs. Mm. It couldn't be more opposite, could it, when it comes to Triple M?
No, because we would be a bit of a mishmash if we left it up to you and Iron Hayden and all the other guys and girls. So basically, it's left up to me to decide what gets played. But I need help, and I use the Triple M Club to get help.
Which is what we're going to talk about, because over the next few podcasts, we're going to sort of peel back the layers and find out the truth behind, you know, how music gets played on Triple M. What about the songs that are really, in radio speak, we call it testing, the songs that are testing, researching well? Is that what you'd say?
Yeah, it is. Well, look, we love a countdown at Triple M. So how about I count down the top three songs that are working the best on Triple M? And yeah, through our research and through our Triple M Club. You haven't got a drum roll handy, have you?
No, we can insert those sound effects afterwards, mate.
Okay, well, we'll pause while you insert it.
That's not going to happen. Go on.
That sounded good. At number three, the third most liked song on Triple M with the club is The Killers with The Man.
Still?
Yeah.
Wow.
We love Brandon Flowers and the boys. At number two is Bad Wolves doing Zombie, the Cranberries cover. Now, I'm going to talk more about that shortly.
Okay.
But let's get straight to number one. The biggest song for Triple M in Adelaide at the moment is this from Greta Van Fleet.
Yeah, Highway Tune, of course. What did you think when you first heard this? Did you have any idea it was not Led Zeppelin?
Well, actually, I saw the band before I heard it.
Okay.
And I thought, oh, yeah, there's some cool young rockin' cats. And then put it on. And, yeah, it does sound a lot like Zeppelin. But we were comparing, weren't we comparing Wolf Mother about 10 years ago to Led Zeppelin?
Yeah. I mean, not a bad band to be compared to, though, really, is it?
And they don't come around long. So these guys are absolutely on fire. And the Triple M Club have told us Highway Tune is their favourite song at the moment.
So that's the good news. You know, we promise that we're going to be really transparent and honest here with this Triple M Club podcast.
And open,
absolutely.
Do I drop my pants now?
All right. Remember, edit that
bit
out.
That's right. Okay. This won't go to air, will it?
Yes, it will. What about the stuff that's not testing well? So the Triple M Club members are telling us that not 100% on this.
Okay, well, there's a couple of songs here we've dropped from the radio this week.
So that's the official term we use when a song is no longer played on the station?
No, okay, all right. I was fudging it there. We call resting.
Oh, that resting. Goes into okay.
The R category. Because we're going to rest them.
All right.
We need a rest.
So what's resting?
Well, we're going to rest Stereophonics, C'est la vie. We've been playing that for
ages
now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so it's been around a while. So that's going to have a little rest, and we'll put it back on the Triple M Club maybe in a few weeks or a month or so and see if you're ready to hear it again. And the other one that hasn't gone so well is Dean Lewis. So we've been supporting him. He's a guy from the Northern Beaches.
Yep.
And Dean Lewis, we've been playing for a while. It's been number one nationally around the place on the ARIA charts. And the Triple M audience, it was going okay, but they've fallen off and said, stop playing it.
See, that's the great thing about being a member of the Triple M Club. You know, you shape the music that we play. If you don't like it, and if enough people don't like it, we don't play it. That's just how it rolls here, right?
So for Dean at the moment, I just tore a bit of paper. It's not really Dean.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, that's not exactly rested. No. That's just, that's R.I.P. Dean Lewis.
Yeah, so that's what's not working so well.
And you've noticed a bit of a quirk with, I guess, music styles at the moment that are happening, especially some songs we're playing at Triple M, haven't you?
Yeah, well, there's three or four really good rock cover versions around at the moment, which we've been playing. So one I mentioned before, Bad Wolves doing the Cranberries cover of Zombie.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That's been fantastic for us. We've been playing that most of the year. Weezer. They were back with Africa, the Toto song.
Yeah, that was polarising, wasn't it?
Yeah, that got a lot of calls, faxes, emails, texts saying, what is this shit? But just as many saying, this is really cool because Weezer got a great audience. But we're going to, that's probably only got a couple of weeks left in Africa before they can see us. And Toto from Wizard of Oz will be back. So there's a couple of covers. And the third one, which I wanted to mention, was Screaming Jets. So one of our mates, Dave Gleason, his band has put together an album of covers, and it's called Gotcha Covered, and has been topping the ARIA, the indie albums charts around the place, and the lead single from it was this one. Wedding Ring.
Okay, now, I did say that we could be loose with this podcast. We kind of had to draw the line somewhere, and you singing is where we draw it, all right?
Yeah, Gleeson doesn't listen to me. But really good cover.
It is good,
and,
isn't it?
And Easy Beats, Wedding Ring. So that's the first one we've been playing off the album, and look out for some more. So that's out in the shops now. Buy it, iTunes, wherever you get your music from. Got you covered from the Screaming Jets.
Finny Shannon, music director of Triple M. Put your pants back on, and thank you very much. We'll see you next podcast.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's Wiley.
Lee Galliford is the promotions director here at Triple M, and he's way out of his comfort zone at the moment. I mean, A, in front of a microphone, but not just any ordinary microphone. You're actually in front of the microphone that Andrew Jarman uses, so that must be shitting you at the moment.
I'm definitely not touching it, Sean, and if you've got any alcohol wipes over there, that'd be great. I sit two down from him and try to give him as much space as possible. Always stealing my fruit chocks.
So what's it like sitting next to him?
Oh, mate, terrible. Like, he's only two desks away from me. Very loud, always listening to music, always stealing food, always shouting random things that no one really knows what's going on. But top bloke, just difficult to sit next to.
You just cut him down to about 3 inches high, and you
somebody needs to, mate.
And then you backed it up with top bloke.
And there is a reason I work in promotions behind the scenes, because I'm not very good in the spotlight. But
what about Vinny? We had Vinny Shannon on before. He's the music director here, because Triple M Club members essentially shape the sound of the station. What's your thoughts on Vinny?
Yeah, guys. Triple M Club is really important with music surveys. You can help shape the station and choose what songs we play. Vinny's our music director, and he's always looking upset. So the more music research we get back, the happier he is. So let's put a smile on his face, get a few more surveys back, and it'll generally improve my life and the rest of the office.
That's what this podcast is all about, just making Lee ultimately a happier person as well, you know, with the Jazz influence and with the Vinny influence.
Absolutely.
If people do obviously fill out the surveys, the Triple M Club members do that, they get rewarded with riches beyond their wildest dreams. And this is where you come in. This is where you basically tell us about all the good stuff.
Yeah. So we're always looking for cool experiences and prizes to give to our club members. We've given away meet and greet with Cold Chisel, Live, Killers tickets, Foo Fighters tickets, Flyaways to London, grand final tickets. They're incredibly hard to get your hands on. Boardroom performances with the Screaming Jets, just as many amazing experiences that are normally hard to come by is what we're pumping into the Triple M Club.
And that money can't buy sort of phrase, which we kind of throw around a lot here on radio, and I guess across most mediums, it really is. It's bang on when we are talking about the Triple M Club, isn't it? And we're talking about stuff that only we have access to, you know, backstage and these boardroom things.
Well, theoretically, money could buy it because I guess everybody has a price. But for most of these artists, it's probably going to be quite unreachable for the average person like you or I. So, yeah, we've got great relationships with artists in particular, which we like to leverage for our club members and sort of pass on as much as we can.
I like it better when you're outside your comfort zone. Look at you. You just got some swagger on now. You've basically smashed Jars, Vinny, and then you finished up with me at the end.
Well, no one's safe here, mate. No one's outside my reach. So, yeah, watch out. Flack.
Alex Flack is our operations manager and also the EP, which doesn't stand for what you think it stands for.
What does it stand for?
Enormous no-no.
Yeah, it does actually. It really does.
Alex is our EP of the Rush Hour, which stands for Executive Producer, which is a really glamorous role when you're working with a couple of superstars and Jars and Louis, and you're meeting celebrities and sports stars every day. So I'm really excited about what you brought to the table today. What are you going to tell us?
Well, a pretty important part of the operational role of Triple M is going through the rosters. So what I've brought in is I'm going to go through the rosters for the next couple of weeks, which I need to send out to everyone. And I've got a couple of shifts that you need to do as well there, Murph.
So hang on. The rosters.
Yep. So obviously we start with Ruin Dits and...
None of us actually read the rosters.
I take a lot of time putting these rosters together. I email them out so everyone knows what they're doing.
We always turn up at our shifts. I mean, surely that's good enough, isn't it?
But if you didn't know that you're on, how would you know to turn up?
All right.
Obviously we got Tim Pine in with Ruin Dits, Hato on from 9. Murph, I need to wheel you back and start you at 11 a couple of days next week. Mm. And then, of course, take it up to the Rush Hour.
Yeah.
Then, of course, Kennedy Malloy, and then you're back after 6 with the Rush Hour.
Oh, for f**k's sake. Can we just speed this up in post-production? I need to do a couple of Dead Set Legends, so that'll be 9 a.m.
on Saturday. And then we'll do some panelling. I've got Homegrown and The Gist that night as well.
Great. That was great. That was great, mate. That was excellent.
Yep.
I think that really worked.
Okay, so you're across all the shifts that you need to be on?
Yeah.
Right. And that, Triple M Club, is a very important part of operations called the rosters.
Have you got anything maybe a little sexier than that? Like, we're talking about your role as EP,
yep,
executive producer of the Rush Hour.
Yeah.
I mean, surely you come to the table with something more than just the f***ing rosters.
Well, I don't send the rosters to Jars and Louis. There you go, because I know they'll definitely not read them. But look, okay, you want an insight into the Rush Hour?
Yeah.
Here's a little bit of a planning meeting and how it goes.
So you've secretly recorded them... Oh, God.
Yeah, so this will give you an idea of how we plan the Rush Hour, and you'll be surprised how a show even comes together at 3 o'clock every afternoon.
That's not right. No, that's not. See, Lou, why are these mics on, Lou?
Well, I think it's because Murph wants to record the pre-show meeting and get our IP, all our intel.
Tell him to get stuffed.
And be able to take it for his podcast or whatever he's got going on the side.
Are we getting paid for this or not?
Have you
spoken him?
No one's got my permission. No one's got any idea of how to use our resources and market us. So there's no money involved, Jars. There is nothing. Murph's come in here thinking that he can invade. See, there you go. You're on your time. Yeah. Phone's ringing.
Exactly.
You can't even take a phone call.
Bloody Maz.
Because we're doing this stupid thing.
Tell him
for inside the inner sanctum where no one gets. And you have to pay massive coin to be involved.
Tell him to get stuffed,
the old
fanboy. I think
all together we're giving the one message and the one message
and what's
everybody
that, Lulu?
Wants to f*** off Murph. For the final time.
Do you hear that, you idiot?
F*** off to Double A with KG. Take your bad feet, your everything else.
Go and bite your toenails, you fanboy.
Your indecisiveness where you can't even pick your lenses and what you're supposed to be wearing on your doll. Take it and f*** off to the old man's
station. Who's cleaning this studio?
I don't even know who's doing anything around here anymore. Tell Flack and Jared and Murph to all go and f*** off.
Nick off, Sean.
Done.
And give us some money then.
And next time when these microphones are on, I'll say what I really think.
Okay. Can we actually plan the show now, boys?
No. You can f*** that as well.
Flack.
It's done. It's grand final day. I'm winging it.
Get me a beer.
So there you go. That's what happens before the rush hour starts at 3 o'clock. I mean, I'm, you know, in Studio 6 playing a few tunes live on Triple M when they're doing their pre-show planning meeting. Obviously just whacking me. God, if only I had evidence of that to present to HR. No, never mind. Hey, I hope you enjoy the Triple M Club podcast. We promise you we'd take you behind the scenes, and we're going to do that with every Triple M Club podcast, and you get a chance to meet lots and lots of people who work here at Triple M, like Alice the Wag and all the different people who are on air as well. And you're going to get the latest news, which most people won't hear about, the behind-the-scenes news, the breaking news. And we'll check out the music every podcast as well with Vinnie Shannon. My name is Sean Craig Murphy, and this has been the Triple M Club podcast.